Here's a little more information about the famous 12 days. Here we go.
You know, you play that, you know, and I hate to sound like a Scrooge, but I used to work in a department store, and I used to sit there for an eight-hour shift and have to listen to that Muzak Christmas tape over and over. Mm-hmm. And they would play the single most annoying song known to man. You all know that song I'm talking about, that song, The 12 Days of Christmas. Now, first off, guys, I don't believe this song. I can't believe that anybody is this into birds. All right, think about it, Tom. On the seventh day alone, this guy's getting seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge. That's 23 birds. Who is this man? Alfred Hitchcock? Now, by the 12th day, he's accumulated 42 swans a-swimming, 42 geese a-laying, 36 calling birds, 30 French hens, 22 turtle doves, and 12 partridges. Now, I hope this man's got a newspaper subscription. 'Cause that's 184 birds! We didn't even take into consideration those geese are a-laying. Some of those eggs will be a-hatching. Hey, and if that's not bad enough, come the eighth day, they start sending in show business people. Yeah, ladies dancing, drummers drumming, pipers piping, lords a-leaping. All right, Bob, I'll accept that they're in show business. They're used to working around the holidays. But what about those poor maids a-milking? They ought to be home with their family on Christmas, not yanking on a cow. I can just see him sitting there on their stool. He brings in one more stinking bird. And I'll be damned if I'm picking those pears.
Randy Lubas, Pittsburgh's own Randy Lubas, and the real 12 Days of Christmas.